Simin Reish Lamed Gimel. Zman Tfilas Mincha. Says the Mechaber, Misha Yitzpal Tfilas Mincha Lachar Vav Shoyis Amechto Lamaylo, Yotso. Ve'ikr Zmanim Yitzes Shoyis Amechto Lamaylo, Aralaylo, L'Rabbanon. Rabbi Huda Plaga Mincha Shoyis Tfifir Al Shoyis Chos Reviv. Says the Ramah that these Shoyis are Shoyis Maniyoyis. Vasikno Dabar Kamara Vadabar Kamara Vadrush Yasa Lo Oilom Kichad Minayu. Shemoyzik Rabbanu Mespal Mincha Aralayla Shuvein Yochel Mespal Arvitz Mplaga Mincha Lamarla Vimazkir B'Yehud Mespal Arvitz Mplaga Mincha Lamarla Tzarech Lizor Shle Yispal Mincha Boyz Hashol. Says the Mechaber Va'achshav Shinogu Lispal Tfilas Mincha Aralayla In Lispal Tfilas Arvitz Kredim Shkiyas Achama Vim Diyevet Lispal Tfilas Arvitz Mplaga Mincha Lamarla Yosu B'Shas Atchakach Lispal Tfilas Arvitz Mplaga Mincha Lamarla. Interestingly enough, it sounds like the Mechaber that they were noyeg never to daven early. Mincha was always later and Mela Marv should always be later. And the Ramah says fakert. Nowadays it seems maybe the opposite. Agol edidan says the Ramah v'indina telu shenogin lispal arvus miflagam mincho eila lispal mincho achar kach. V'diyevar v'shas atcha kiyotso. V'mispal mincho aralaylo dan ratz izgachon. So interestingly enough, the Mechaber starts off saying, like the Shita Sarambam, that to daven from mincho gedoylo, dahainu from 6.5 hours into the day, half an hour after chatzos, it's only b'diyevar. Yotso, but the Iker's man is only from 9.5 hours. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, it's a machlokes rishonim. The Rosh and the Tur, they learn that even the Chatchila you're allowed to daven from 6.5 hours. And Memela says the Mishnah Berurah, anytime they have any tzirich to do it, it's not a problem, you can do it. Therefore, if you want to eat a sudo beforehand, you want to, and the Chatchila you're supposed to daven mincha first, depending on the shittas in Reish Lamed Beis, depending on how big the suda is, but there are shittas that hold even a small suda by Mincha Gedela, you should be makbid on, therefore, lechatchila, you should daven Mincha first, or if you get to the derech, daven Mincha, it's not a problem. Now, lechor alpi, these kulois, is the minig in Rav Yeshivas, I think, in the world, probably, to daven Mincha Gedela, they daven early. And that is even in a case where they're not eating. In the Yeshivas Mir, they daven Mincha before they eat. But not in all yeshivas like that. I know the yeshiva that I went to was not like that. Lunch was at 1:10 and mincha was at 2:00. It was always, we davened early, but it wasn't before, it wasn't kedei to eat beforehand. Chor the pashas, the reason is because you shouldn't have to stop at the middle of the second seder to daven mincha. If you're going to daven at 9:30, then depending on what time of year it is, you're going to have to stop in the middle of second seder to daven mincha. And therefore, they never wanted to stop. Lechatchila, it's a matzav of ready shasat chak, and therefore you let it daven early chatchila. The Orlitzian says the same thing. That's the minig yeshivas, and the mashmoyis is that it's not a really a lechatchila b'diavad. It's a mitzvah in a mufcher. And I saw that the Aruch Hashulchan says the Hedil. He says, "Ein zek lechatchila b'diavad shekol advarim lechatchila aser." He says the kan enerkin. It's not that it's aser lechatchila. And like kaloymar dim ein lo yeiza dover shetoyv lo yiris amin chagdaylo tev shisbal yiris amin chaktana. He says, if you don't have any reason to daven mincha gedolah, so if you have two choices, and your question is, when should you daven, both of them are lefanecha, the best thing to do is to daven mincha gedolah. That's a more mesugal time, it's a more muvchur time to daven. However, yishle is a sibah kalo yispal lechatchila mincha gedolah. So if you have any reason, any small reason, it's just if they're both equal, this one is better. However, if you have any reason to do it earlier, then you might as well do it earlier. Now, not only that, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down from one of the Rishonim, he says, Anius mitzuya be'eretz Edom. Why are people in Eretz Edom? Why is it common for them to be poor? Shlem mispal mincha gedolah. Because they're not mispal mincha gedolah. It means lechatchila you should mispal mincha gedolah. The Ritva Yuma says it on the tefillah of Avram Avinu michi mishachri kosli. It's mashma that Avram Avinu davened mincha right mishachri kosli, right after mincha gedolah. And Mela says the Ritva. He says mitzvah min amuvcher liyazoriz lispal miyad betchilas azman. Then mivavu mechto lemarlo. Not only that, I just saw now that they brought down somebody brought down Chesner in his sefer Tziach Tfilo. He says that the minhag of the Tamidei Agro, the Prushan Tamidei Agro, was lechatchila to daven and mincha gedolah. Not al tibidiyah, but lechatchila that's the zman to daven. And he brings down a story there. He said that somebody once said to the Brisker Rav that it's only bidiyah to daven mincha gedolah. So he told him, he says the Tata Reb Chaim once on Rosh Hashanah daven mincha. Maybe once, or on Rosh, even on Rosh Hashanah, he daven mincha gedolah, and he says if there be any pickbook of daven mincha gedolah, then certainly on Rosh Hashanah you'd be makbid not to do it. It's even lechatchila. So zikr, even lechoro, you see it right here, you see it in the achronim, that's mashmois also of Mishabur here, that it's not a
Lechatchila, it's Osir to daven at that time. It's a mitzvah and a mavchir. This mamrish is mesugol, even according to the Rambam. So, according to the shittas that are chilek on the Rambam, certainly there's no inyan to be makbid dafka then. And dafka then, if a person would be makbid dafka then lechur he should be makbid dafka from mincha ketana till plaga mincha, because that was the time that they brought the carbon. And we don't find that people say that to be makbid. There is the Aruch HaShulchan we'll mention in a minute, but we don't see the Mechaber says that. We don't see that Mashmois is that these Rishonim held the Torah and the Rush. They held that there's no inin even lechatchila to be makbid on the time that they bring the carbon, and as long as you daven mincha gedelo, you're allowed to daven lechatchila from vav mechzo, and that's how many people are naig l'maisa. However, it's only from vav mechzo. It's only from 6 and a half. The first half an hour after chatzis, that is not as man for tefillas mincha, even though lechur, the only reason why they said it's not as man is because it's a suffix, really from chatzis at the time. However, since people will be toye, they're not going to be able to discern if the sun is already halfway in past the midway point, it's already past the halfway point, therefore lechatchila chazal said to wait a half an hour. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says lechur shouldn't make a difference between whether or not it's winter or summer. It should always be, if the chashash is toys, then you should always wait half an hour. It shouldn't make a difference between Zmanis and not Zmanis. However, Lamaisi says that the minig is that it's Zmanis. He says the question is why, but that seems to be the minig, and that is the minig here, L'chol Pachas and Eretz Yisrael. They go, at least in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, and that's how many shuls go. If you look on the in the Shtiblach and other places, you'll see that with the half an hour, it's Lav Dafka 30 minutes. As a matter of fact, they go, they take both of them L'chumrah. In the winter, that Shoy Zmanis is less than 60 minutes, so a half an hour would be less than 30 minutes. They're makbid to wait 30 minutes. And in the summer, where Shoy Zmanis gets up to 70 minutes, they're makbid to wait 35 minutes. Up to 35 minutes, which is a half of the time. The Chatchila to wait, that's how they're makbid here. There are people that are needing to wait just a half an hour, always 30 minutes. In other words, whether winter, whether summer, 30 minutes. And certainly there's who to be semichon, and therefore Mishnah Berurah says that's a pashtus. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he says that the minig is to do Shoy Zmanis, he says I don't have a good makar for it. I don't have a makar nemel is a why you should do Shoy Zmanis. So if you're in a minion davening 30 minutes afterwards, that's fine. However, the 30 minutes, within the 30 minutes, one shouldn't daven. Now if he did daven, so if he catches himself in the middle, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says keep on going. Don't stop in the middle, even though according to certain shittas you're not yetzah. However, you could be semichon the shittas, like the Mishnah Berurah says, there are shittas that hold that it's a betam azman, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah passes lamaisa if a person daven in that half an hour. And it's common that this happens, let's say, at the end of the summer, the last weeks of summer's man, that generally, let's say, people daven always at 1:15, and half an hour is not 1:15, it becomes 1:21. It's whatever it is. It's a bunch of minutes after that, you could already be most of the way through Shemoneh Esrei by the time it hits the half an hour. Therefore, person has to be careful. People that always daven at the same time, it's not always, some places they have the minyan, they're always at the same time. It's always 1:30. They always daven 1:30 that way throughout the entire year, they're okay. However, places that have 1:15 or 1:10, then it changes. You have to be careful not to daven at that time, because according to certain shittas, the Magen Avraham says that you're not even yet to be the Eved, and you have to daven again. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says, if you daven then, don't daven again. Interestingly enough, he doesn't mention that L'chor should daven Tfilas Nedavah. The halacha is a person, in Sharetzin he says, it's loy gara from somebody that's a suffolk whether or not he davens. Now the halacha is in Simen Kuf Zayin, that if somebody has a suffolk whether or not he davens Shachris, or daven Mincho, or any tefillah, the halacha is, he's supposed to daven a tefillas nedava. Even though we don't do tefillas nedavas, that means a fourth tefillah of the day you don't daven. Because it's enough that three tefillahs we daven, don't add on a fourth tefillah. Unless you know they can be chavim from the beginning to the end. However, anytime they have a suffolk, the Biur halacha says, the Achrayim are masking that you should daven at Tfilas Nedava, and you don't even have to be masna, you don't have to be mechadish by davar, because the very fact you're being yotzei yedei safek, whether or not you daven, that's enough of a chiddush. But male in this case, you don't know if you daven. According to Magen Avraham, you didn't daven. According to other shitas, you did daven. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the shitas. But male, lachurta, safek whether or not you were yotzei your tefilo, lachur you should daven another tefilo. I saw that the Ish Yisrael brings down from the Mekor Chaim, who says that it's on the Siachat Tefillah? He named on Kupshutai also. Then Pasha, you should be Masna. You should daven then and be Masna. If I was Yetzim my Mincha, I want it to be a Mincha, and this Tefillah should be a Tefillah Sadama. And if not, then this is my Iker Tefillah Mincha. That's the horror of what a person should do in such a case. Maybe we'll see in the next Sugi, Yemir Hashem, that maybe could be Yetzim with the Chazar Sashat. In such a case, we have a Safik.
or you left out a Me'ina Ma'ur, you already davened once, could be that in certain cases you could be Yotze with the Shatz. We'll have to get into that also. Is the Shatz really Mechavan to be Mighty people Yidei Chavosim? You should tell them beforehand. L'chulu. We have to see whether or not the Shatz even has to be, have that in mind. It could be that it's automatic. Till when can somebody daven Mincha? L'chatchila, we saw the Mechaber says you start from Mincha Ketano. We said there's other sheets that hold from Mincha Gdolo. When is this man till when l'chatchila to daven? So Aruch HaShulchan, he brings in the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam is, he says, Ikar Zman Mincha Ketano mi Teisha Umechtso Ad Shi Yishor Shor Revi'o. He says, Ad Shi Yishor Shor Revi'o, until you have Toplaga Mincha, he says. And then he continues, he says, V'yesh Lelis Pa'lo Yisayat Shetishka Chama. He says, you have until Shetishka Chama, if you didn't daven them. But Mashmois, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Mashmois is that the Ikar time, according to the Rambam, is, what we said beforehand really, the Ikar Zman that they brought the carbon. The Ikar Zman that they brought the carbon was from 9:30 till 10:45 into the day. Memeila, that's the Zman HaChatchila to daven Mincha. Bechlal, also you shouldn't push off Mincha till the end, because the Gemara says, on Chav Tesem El Beis, you shouldn't push it off till the last minute, because who knows, last minute, maybe who knows, somebody's going to get a phone call, going to get something, and the Gemara says, maybe you're not going to have a chance to daven Mincha. So push it off, don't daven all the way till the end, don't daven before Teisha Mechta, because Lechatchila they didn't bring the carbon then, and don't daven after 10:45, because Lechatchila didn't bring the carbon after that time, even though B'diavad, you're allowed to bring it up, Toshkiya. L'maisa Mechaber does not mention it, the Mishnah Berurah does not mention it. He does mention at the end of the siman, he says, "Laiti el mande mespalam du dumechama." But the Chari over there is talking about after Shkia Bechlal. The Mashmai says that we don't find in the Paiskim, we didn't see it in the. Salem didn't see. For those that saw the Neis Kelim, they didn't mention it. The Taz Magen Avraham, they didn't mention that there is the lechatchilas du plaga mincha. In Kimdumani, the Minhag Ha'olam is roiv of Klal Yisrael, if I would venture to say, davins after plaga mincha, lechatchila after plaga mincha. For example, on Erev Shabbos, Kamat Ruben Kikulum of Klal Yisrael probably davens at that time, if not every week. The times that they daven then. There are generally no minyanim. Half of the year, there's no minyanim plaga mincha on Erev Shabbos. Certain places, depending where you go, most places, it's either mincha, if they have a mincha gedela minyan on Erev Shabbos, it's mincha gedela, and then they have right before Shkia. Generally, they don't have plaga mincha unless it's in the summer in the mountains, then they have a plaga minyan gedema or but in a regular winter, let's say, regular Shabbos, people are not making plug. They're davening right before, most people are davening right before Shkia, the Chatchila to daven them. There are certain, I heard that there are certain places that the Merda Asra doesn't allow them to have a Mincha Gedolah Minyan on Erev Shabbos. That way, it allows you to have a buffer zone before Shabbos, you shouldn't run into Shabbos. If you know they have to daven Mincha, so if something has to suffer, it's going to be your Mincha which is going to suffer, as opposed to Chil Shabbos, which is the shayla of skila. Mincha is not going to suffer. Maybe you're going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, but you'll at least be able to daven by yourself. However, if a person is running into Shabbos, then it gets dangerous. Therefore, they don't have any minyanim. Here, they don't have any minyanim officially. No mincha gedolah minyan on erev Shabbos in town. Maybe there's pirate minyanim, but they don't really have. They only have right before Shkia. That means most of Klal Yisrael L'Chorero is, there are people that daven Mincha Gedolah on Erev Shabbos, most people are Seimich, B'Shas HaTzorech for sure, even L'Chatchila, to daven before Shkia. Now, what happens if you didn't make the buzzer? You didn't get it before Shkia? What do you do? And it happens. What does a person do? So L'Chatchila Mishnah Berurah says, to make sure that doesn't happen, he says, Tzorech Lizor, he says you have to be Mizor, Mo'id, he says two things. First of all, not just that you should daven Shemayin Esrei, start with the Kishem Hashem Ekra, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then be able to, you made it, buzzer beater, you got in, you started before Shkia. No, he says you have to finish. Finish davening before Shkia. That's first of all. Second of all, he says, which Shkia are we talking about? He says, which means, before the actual sun goes down. We know that there's two Shkiyas Hachamas. There's one sundown where we see the sun sets, and then there's, according to Rabbeinu Tam, 58 and a half minutes later, is the end, Soif Shkiyah, what they call, which according to Rabbeinu Tam, that is the Zman Shkiyah. And the first Shkiyah when the sun goes down really has almost no halachic bearing, except for when you can be Kabbal to Sefer Shabbos. But Pe'etzem, it's daytime according to Rabbeinu Tam. On Shabbos, you're allowed to do Malacha at that time according to Rabbeinu Tam. Happens to be that Mechaber passes that way la'alacha, that we're not saying on that, we're choshesh that already from sunset is already Ben HaShemashim. However, that's the two different shkiyos. Lamaisa Mishabura says to be makbid not to daven after the first shkiyah. Not to daven after the first shkiyah, after sunset, and to finish. Bechlal, to finish beforehand. The Aruch HaShulchan, it's well known from the Aruch HaShulchan, there's other places that also bring the same rayo. In Simin Kofiyot, Mirtz Hashem, we'll see it this coming week. Simin Kofiyot is the halachas of Tfilas HaDerech. We'll see where it comes in there. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that Al Pi Taitzvis, Dav Zayin in Brachis. Taitzvis asks a question. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for 1 second. And Bilam knew that 1 second when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. The Shaila was, it's not even a second. It's a fraction of a second. Fractasvis, what's Bilam going to say in that fraction of a second that's going to be so detrimental to Klal Yisrael? So he said, it could be they'll say Kalim, which means get rid of them, destroy them, in that fraction of a second. That's enough. Or he says that in Echonami, as long as you start before the buzzer, you start at the time, everything is Nigra Arbas at the beginning. The same we're going to get to Edus and other things, as long as it's Tech Dibur, it's all Nigra Arbas, the original. So too, as long as you started beforehand, then you're good to go. The Mela says, the Aruch HaShulchan, Al Pi the Tesis, that if you started beforehand, the entire tefillah is nigra arbas of the tefillah satefillah, and you're okay to go. Some people want to take this minigat to tefillah b'tzibur, that if you start while the other tzibur is still in the middle of the Shemayin Esrei, even though it's 5 minutes in, but since it's all nigra arbas at the beginning, it's kilo as if you're davening together with them. Mishnah Berurah didn't go that way. But there are those that make a leave minigat to tefillah b'tzibur, that's considered tefillah b'tzibur. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Memela, as long as you start beforehand, you're okay. Mishnah Berurah says no. You have to finish beforehand. He says, "B'shas atcha gadol," then we'll allow you to daven even after shkia. He says, "Mutav lispal b'zmanav yechidus min lispal acharkach b'tzibur." Now he doesn't say exactly what does acharkach mean. What does acharkach mean? Acharkach means after shkia sachamo, or acharkach means after ben hashmashis. The Rav Osner says that if the question is ben hashmashis, the 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, and davening with a minion, or by Yechidus, not davening with a Yechidus before, he says better to daven with a minion afterwards. The Stimus Mishnah Berurah is not that way. Stimus Mishnah Berurah is mashma that it's better to daven by Yechidus than to daven even in the Benish Mashmash afterwards. Somebody told me he was a Mashbak. He flew to America with one of the Rosh Hashivas here, who was invited to a convention. And it was a panel on Erev Shabbos. And the Erlum there wasn't as makbid to daven before Shkia. And he was up there on the dais. And he was on the panel. And he sees what time it is, looks at his watch, gets up, stands there in front of it, pulls around, turns around, and starts, knocks into Shmoyne Esrei. Erev Shabbos in front of Amba Edo. But they shouldn't wait till afterwards. And even though there is maybe what to be saying, Mechon. Pasha's Mishnah Berurah is not that way. He daven is better to daven be Yechidus before Shkia than to daven with a minion afterwards. Now, that's if you have the two choices. Let's say you landed, whatever it was, and you're 2 minutes after Shkia. Can you daven mincha right then or not? Or that's it. Shkia is the buzzer, and there's nothing to do about it. So he says, "U'b'di'evid yochol lismoich al das mekilon l'spala achar Shkia ad reva shal kodim tzeitz kachavim." He says, you're allowed to daven after Shkia until a quarter of an hour before tzeitz kachavim. A quarter of an hour is lav davka. It means 13 and a half minutes, like he says in the Shaar Tzion. It means 3/4 of a mil. A mil is 18 minutes. 3/4 is 13 and a half minutes, because 13 and a half minutes is ben hashmashis. The hainu ben hashmashis, the Gemara says, is 3/4 of a mil, which translated into the vernacular of a mil being 18 minutes, is 13 and a half minutes. Now, when is that shkia sachama? There's two possibilities. Right after the sun goes down, for 13 and a half minutes, then it's ben hashmashis, then it stays gechavim, that's what the grain holds. Rabbeinu Tam holds, no. You have sunset, where the sun goes down, 58 and a half minutes, till ben hashmashis. Ben Hashmashis you have for 13 and a half minutes. 13 and a half plus 58 is 15 and a half is 72. Till you hit 72 is Tzeitz Kechavim. Memela says the Mishnah Berurah, B'shas Atchak, that you didn't daven before the sun went down, you have until 15 minutes before Tzeitz Kechavim, which is really 13 and a half minutes before Tzeitz Kechavim, which means another, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you have another 58 and a half minutes to daven Mincha B'shas Atchak. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now the question is, does that apply also in Eretz Yisrael, where the minig of Roiv, at least of the Litvisha and the Svaradish, for the most part, Hasidim maybe are makbid on Rebbeinu Tam, but Roiv, I don't think that everybody's makbid to daven Marav on a regular night. There are those that are makbid to Rebbeinu Tam on a regular night. Most are not, as far as I know. If you hold again Eretz Yisrael, that Tzeitz Kechavim is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, so then do you have any time afterwards? If you have to daven, you only get up till 13.5 minutes before Tzeis Gechavim, if Tzeis Gechavim is 13.5 minutes after Shkia, so Lachar you have no time whatsoever. And the Isha Yisrael says that that's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote him. He says, Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote to me that the Mishnah Berurah only said this in Chutz La'aretz, where you had with Shkia is much longer, so you have much more time till Tzeis Gechavim, you have time to daven afterwards. So everyone in Yisrael, no time whatsoever. Alts Metzias, and the meaning is also that way. But the Metzias is certainly different. That certainly the Metzias is different. You want to know exactly how different? Certainly the Metzias is different. There's no question about it. Certainly it's quicker. Now the only thing is that the Mishnah Berurah does not seem that way. Mishnah Berurah quotes on this halacha. He says in the Shaar Tzion, "Menir li'oid afilo das ha'grav ha'goinim." Even according to the Grav ha'goinim, shesavri the take of achashkiu ben eshmashes mikol makom nuchol leimad v'shesat chak simchal das Rabbi Yosi. He says that maybe even according to the Goyin that holds as soon as the sun goes down as ben eshmashes. And 13.5 minutes later, says Gechavim, it could be you could be Mekel, because it's not so pashut that Peinash Mashis is the entire time from Shkia till says Gechavim. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's Keharafayin. It's 5 seconds or 2 seconds. But Mela, that would mean that if says Gechavim is 13.5 minutes after Shkia, then 13 minutes after Shkia is the beginning of Peinash Mashis. So you still have a buffer zone. You still have time. Lechero, according to that, you would have certainly Rav Ozner was Maskim. That you could daven even with a minion if it's during those 13.5 minutes. Rabbi Yashiv in Shur Brachas, they bring down, it's on the Medrash, they bring down the Shur Brachas, bring down from Rabbi Yashiv that if you started before Shkia, then you're okay. In other words, not like the Mishnah Berurah, but he gave you more time, he gave you into Tzeis Gechavim. The Mishnah Berurah didn't say that you can't daven if you didn't start beforehand. He says you should start a knife and you're going to finish before Shkia. If you don't have the Echerlis, Mashmoyas, according to the Mishnah Berurah, for sure you should daven then. Even if you're not going to finish before Shkia. He tells you, b'dieved, you're even allowed to daven after Shkia. Certainly, if b'shas atzchak, you don't have the echerles, you let it daven, even if it's going to carry into Shkia. However, if you daven in these 13.5 minutes, l'chora, one should be masna, like the Bir Halacha says. Bir Halacha says, if you have a suffix, it's b'nash mashes, when you're davening, then you should make it tonight, and say, hey, if it's still time for mincha, I'm davening mincha. And if it's time for ma'ariv, then I'm davening Marv, and my next tefillah won't be a Marv, it'll be a Tashlumin. And those guys are davening two tefillahs, I mean, say, one for Mincha, one for Marv. The question is the first one going to be Mincha, and the next one will be Marv? The first one's going to be Marv, and the next one's going to be Tashlumin. Make that tonight. The problem is, many of the Achreni Zmanenu are Ma'ur, and they say that this is why the Chazanish was not Maskim, is they say that it's a little bit of a Shver during Ben Hashmashes. Ben Hashmashes is not either day or night. It could be that every minute we have a Suffolk, when is it turn to night? So you want to make it tonight and say, if I could daven now, I want it to be mincha. It could be that the next 3 minutes you could daven, and after that it's going to be nighttime. The whole Ben Hashmashes, we have a suffix. Somewhere along the 13.5 minutes after sunset until Tzeis Gechavim, it changes from day to night. We have no idea when it changes. So it could be that the first half until Hashiva Shevteinu it's mincha, and afterwards it's marv. How does it work? Doesn't really... Bameila says the Chazanish, you can't even make it tonight. And therefore, if you're not going to finish before Tzeis Gechavim, if you're not going to finish before Shkia Tzachama, then wait till Tzeis Gechavim and daven too. I don't think that the minig of many of them, I'm sorry, 1 second. Many people are noeg lemaisa a few minutes after Shkia to daven, even if you're not Chassidish. And that Chassidish I just mean because there's same Mechad Mechavad. Mechavad holds that it's even daytime afterwards. For sure, lechatchila. Let me just clarify. Mechaber paskins that even benegeya to Shabbos, you're only usher in Malacha. It's only considered Ben Hashmashes 58.5 minutes after the sun goes down. Lamaisa, everybody in the world, Kemat, Bizmanenu is Naig, to be Machmer from sunset, not to do Malacha. From sunset, not to do Malacha. However, that's because of the Shalav of the Reis and the Shalav of Tzkilo. When they're handling a Shalav of Mincha, which is the Rabbanan, a Tefillah de Rabbanan, Memela, there's a lot of room to be Mekel, it's only stuffing the Rabbanan Lekula, Befrat, the Rabbeinu Tam, and all the Gedele Rishenim, most of the Gedele Rishenim that were Semechon, all passing like Rabbeinu Tam, Mechaber passing like Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbah passing like Rabbeinu Tam, Memeila, the Chatzchila to daven even after Shkia, they can be noig. I know there's a shul next to me, a Chassidish shul, they don't want to stand out so much, but Mincha on Shabbos, they write that Mincha is 40 minutes after Lech Benjin. They don't want to write that it's by Shkia, they're only starting. But the Chatzchila, is that a problem? Be'etzem, it's the Savar Rabbanan Lekula, you shouldn't be able to be Mekel. The Ma'is Meshbur is not Mekel. Shabur is not Mekel, and he tells you the Chatzchila you should finish beforehand. But he does give you leeway, B'Shas Atchak, to even go after Ben Hashmashes. Memela, if a person wasn't able to daven until after Shkia, if it's within the first 10 to 12 minutes, then there's definitely a lot to be semichon to daven, and v'frat if you make the tanai of the bir halacha. Some people, as soon as shkia comes, that's it, that's under it, and daven twice like the Chazon Ish. That's also, you could do that as well. However, I think many are meikol b'shas atchak, like the Mishnah Berurah says.
Why was Mishnah Berurah?
With regard to?
Why was he
chalik? That's a very good question. Why was he chalik? Like this. Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, when is Plaga Mincha? Mishnah Berurah says, Yilad Adavin until Plaga Mincha. Says Mishnah Berurah, when is Plaga Mincha? Brings down two shittas. Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Yehuda. Depends on Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Yehuda. It's the Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyim, the Goyim. In other words, do we count the 12 hours of the day? Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before the end of the 12 hours of the day. When do the 12 hours of the day end? Do they start from Aleis HaShachar and go all the way till Tzitzik HaChavim? Or do they start from Netzach Hamah and go to Shkiyas HaChamah? Those are the 12 hours. What's the nafkamin? The nafkamin is, when is Plaga Mincha? And when is everything else, accordingly? If it's an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a quarter, an hour and 15 minutes, it's 75 minutes before Tzitzik HaChavim, or is it 75 minutes before Shkiyas HaChamah? Agav, if it's 75 minutes before Tzitzik HaChavim, then it comes out that Plaga Mincha is 3 minutes before Shkiyas HaChamah. 3 minutes before the sun sets. Because Rabbeinu Tzitzik HaChavim is 72 minutes after the sun sets, and Plaga Mincha is 75 minutes before Tzitzik HaChavim, which is 3 minutes before the sun sets. That means we know that if you light bench Shabbos Licht before Plaga Mincha, you're not Yitzah. There's no one that lights Shabbos Licht only by Plaga Mincha of Rabbeinu Tam. You're playing with the Shaila of Chilul Shabbos. 3 minutes before Shkia, they tell most people not to do any Malacha 3 minutes before Shkia, certainly not benching Licht, Malacha Daraisa 3 minutes before Shkia. Memela, everybody's Mekel Lamaisa. By Adlokas Neiros of Shabbos, everybody's Mekel to count Plaga Mincha from 75 minutes before Shkia, which is according to the Shita of the Goyin, the Shita of the Graz, which he quotes, it's really the Goyinim that hold this way, the Shita of the Goyinim, that we count the 12 hours a day from Netzach Hamah till Shkiyas HaChamah. Memela, the end of the 12 hours is Shkiyas HaChamah, 10 hours and 45 minutes is an hour and 15 minutes before Shkiyas HaChamah. And Memela, that's when you're allowed to daven Mincha from. L'alach l'mayis, how do we paskin? Mishnah Berurah brings down both of the shitas. It doesn't tell you, do we paskin like the Goyim, do we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam? Reb Moshe says in Tshuva, Chelek Aleph of Dalet, he says that the Mishnah Berurah brings down this machlekes and kama krimis, and even though it's not machriya, however, it's clear that his daitoi is noite to the shitas agro, that it's shkia. We go from Neitz till shkia, which would mean also when you get to Kriya Shema in the morning, it's the later Zman. Reb Moshe himself says that's how the minhag of Bnei Yeshivas was always to go that way. Plaga Mincha would be an hour and 15 minutes before it. He says that the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel. He says Befrat that the Goyin is a Basro, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds with him as well. And Biyodei Lachriya Adavar, like the Mishnah Berurah himself says in the Hakdama that we read beforehand, that even though we have all these Gedolei Achrayim, he says, Obefrat v'bir agrosh hu orin she Yisrael v'yesed shakol toliboy hu kedai lachri adover. Says the kedai lachri adover, even though l'maisa, it's kama v'kama, I once saw a kuntris of somebody put out 172 shitas of Rishonim and Gedolei Achrayim that hold like Rabbeinu Tam. It's not a shita, and that's a machaber of Paskin, just don't forget. It's a big shita. There's a lot of people that hold that way. However, l'maisa, the minhag here, l'chol pachas in Eretz Yisrael, is not to do malacha for sure after shkia, and for the most part to be mekel. Even the gedolim, even though they were machmer lechatchila, not to do malacha 72. When it came to Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, benching Chanukah licht late, they wanted to bench at the right time. The gedolim, they lit at 35, 45, even though they would always wait 72 minutes after shkia. That's lechatchila. Why get into yourself into machleksim? However, Mishkan Chasidah says that your chumra shouldn't bring a kula somewhere else, and they held me ikra adin that we pass on like the Goyinim, and therefore, on the Shabbos Chanukah, if they didn't want to miss out on the Zman, therefore they lit as early as possible. Mamela, that's Lechora why the Mishneh Berurah was machmer lechatchila to daven dafka beforehand, because that's how the Mishneh Berurah holds the Mikar Din. That's how we go, like the Gain. Now, what's the story of Tarti Desasri? Can you do a Tarti Desasri? So we saw that the Halach Lamaisa, how do we paskin? The Gemara says, Hashle Yitmar, Hilchasale Kamarva, Lekamar, Dava Kamarva, Dava Kamarvin. It happens to be a Pella, the Aruch HaShulchan says. He says, where do we ever find that in Shas? Anytime that we don't have a Hachra, how do we paskin? Yochad Rabban, Lachad Rabban. What's going on over here? Why do we pass on the Kibbutz, the Kinegad Rabbanon? Einsham, he says, maybe Ken Zayn Echram, maybe Din, we do pass on the Rabbanon, Einsham. The Gemara is Dava Kamarvid, you let it choose each one. And we saw there's a three Machlaikis, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yerino, and that's on the Machaber Paskins, Halacha Lamaisa, is that you choose who you're going like, either like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Chachamim, and that's what you do always. That's what you do always. And you don't switch one day to the next. The Ra'ah, the Meiri, they say no. The only problem is in the same day to do a Stira. Because that's like 2 days is like Shtei Shvilin. In the same day, it's a Chucha. Even though better we should be able to, it's a Safik Darabanan. You can go the Kula both ways. We don't do a Chuch V'Yitlula, but in two different days, it's not a problem, says the Meiri. The Rosh and the Rajba, they bring down that it seems that the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam on Beis Manaf is that even the same day, Mishum Tvili Hikilu, and you can even do a Tarti Sas in the same day. La'alach L'maisa, like we said before, in the Mechaber Paskins, La'oilam. You should do Davak Marvid, who she has to La'oilam, Kachad Minayim, and Mishabu brings down from the Magan Avram. That means that if you did on Sunday one way, don't switch on Monday to do it differently. Which is what gets into the shailas of making early Shabbos. Could you make early Shabbos? We'll get that in a second. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, what you do once, that's what you should always do. And not switch. What happens if you're in a place where they're having a Tarti Desasri? So he says, in a case where you daven, even if yesterday it's a Tarti Desasri to what you did yesterday, you're allowed to daven together with them if it's not the same day. However, it's a Tarti Desasri on the same day, Reish Lamed Hei says, it's better to daven Yechidus. If you're going to be doing a Tarti Desasri on the same day, it's better to daven Yechidus. Here in Reish Lamed Gimel, he says, that if it's going to be this battle, Tzvilas Rabim, then you could, even a Tarti Desasri on the same day you could do. The Mashmoi seems to be that, if you're not going to allow the minion to happen, then it's going to be Mavatal entire minion, even everybody's going to daven in their own house, it sounds like. Nevertheless, you shouldn't do that. However, you personally, a single individual who chances upon such a minion, then, if this is a minion in town, they have 12 people, this is what they daven, if they're not going to daven like this, they're not going to have a minion, then they can do that. However, if you chance upon such a place, and generally your machmir not to do a Tarti Desasri, then you should not do a Tarti Desasri, you should do a daven b'yachidus. You could either daven mincha with the tzibur now and daven marav later, or if you daven mincha earlier, then you could daven marav now with the tzibur. However, you shouldn't do a Tarti Desasri in the same day. However, when it comes to Shabbos, then it's more mekel. Simin Reish Samach Zayin, Mishneh Berurah brings down that from the Magen Avraham that it's more mekel on Erev Shabbos to do a Tarti Desasri. Tarti Desasri of a different day, for sure, he says, you could do. Why? Because you're makabel Shabbos earlier. It's different than a Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon, if you daven marav early, you're not changing anything in the day. However, in Erev Shabbos, if you're makabel Shabbos early, daven marav, you're changing the date to Shabbos. Mamili, you're bringing in Shabbos early. Mamili says, you're allowed to be semich. His lashon is, Kivin the mitzvasa lahoisif michol ala kodesh for a kibul Shabbos alav yochol ismech al dasa serim dehari kalaylo. Sounds like you're allowed to be semich on Rabbi Yehuda. Sounds like you are being semich on Hashitas Rabbi Yehuda. They need tefillah. The Aruch HaShulchan brought down from the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that on Erev Shabbos it's even lechatchila to daven early because Marv is kineged Evarnu Pedarim. Evarnu Pedarim, you're not allowed to burn on Shabbos. They have to be burned on Erev Shabbos. Any karbonas of Friday have to be burnt before Shabbos. Memila. The Zman of Evarim Pedarim and Erev Shabbos was only before Shabbos. So Lechatchila, you're allowed to daven before Shkia, says the Aruch HaShulchan there. That's according to everybody, even not just according to Rabbi Yehuda. Which makes it better, makes it not Bechlan and Tarti Desasri. The Mishneh Berurah did not understand that way, and the Mishneh Berurah says, in a place where they're doing a Tarti Desasri on Erev Shabbos, even though Lechorot makes, there's as far as to say, that you could do a Tarti Desasri on Erev Shabbos, because my Marv is changing the day to another day. So it's never going to be a Tarti Desasri, it's not going to be two at the same time. Because my mincha, whatever time it is, as soon as I daven Maariv, even if it's 2 minutes later after mincha, I'm changing it to the next day. So it's not davening twice on the same day, mincha Maariv on the same day. Mincha is on the last day, and Maariv is now, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos. Says, nevertheless, we don't find any mikar from this in Shas, says Mishneh Berurah in the Be'er Halacha. Amir lechatchil, you should not do this. He says, if you want to do it Be'en HaShemashes, you could do that. Dainu daven mincha right before Shkia, and daven Maariv right at Shkia. And certainly in Chutz La'aretz, a lot of places are not like that. They don't wait half an hour afterwards. They have Kabbalah Shabbos, depending on when they started, but they'll start Maariv 10 minutes after Shkia, 5 minutes after Shkia, depending on how long Kabbalah Shabbos took and whatever. But that's already much better, because Benish Masha is not as man. Maisha speaks to that on one of the truths. Benish Masha is not as man that you daven Mincha on any other day. Mincha goes up to Benish Masha. I mean, it's never really a tarti disaster to a different day, because you never daven Mincha at this time. Even though it's still before night time, but it's not a time that you daven Mincha, and therefore it's less of a tarti disaster. If you daven Mincha after Shkia? L'chora, according to Mishabur, you wouldn't have to, because he says that you could be Simcha on the going to daven Mincha, even according to the going to daven Mincha right after Shkia, and then 13 and a half minutes later, it's very Mincha. You don't have to go like Rabbeinu Tam Dafka. L'chora. All of them have to daven. The question is, why did the Mishnah Berurah say that earlier also? It's a good cheshbon. I did see somebody that said that. You're not mechuyev to them. But the question is what the matzav is. If it's a matzav of this is how the town does it, and if they're not going to do it this way, they're not going to have a minion, so then in a chanam, you shouldn't daven there, but everybody else, why doesn't every person of the minion say, listen here, we should daven by ourselves. We shouldn't be doing this. We should daven miyachidus. The Mishnah Berurah didn't want that.
Else
Mishabur is talking about that. Mishabur is talking about that. Everybody's doing a tarti disaster. And even so, he says if the minion is going to fall apart. Even when it's a tarti disaster, he says, yeah. Also, let's follow Arvas Kredim Alayla, that we tarti disaster, we see him gufo. We hold him in spalo biyachid. But Tzibur should spalo mincho. Kshiyoch lebeis miyaturich lekavtim shenis letzvilas Arvas. He spalo tzvilas Tzibur legamri. Kilo achrim shmut lespalo Arvas somach lemincho. It's mashma that it's even in a oifin of tarti disaster. Now, yesh la'ayin, whether or not we're going to say that bizmanenu also. Terech lekavtz mishenis, there are some sleepy towns outside of, you know, way out, maybe in Montana, some place that's... But for the standard person, they're going, even if they're not going to night seder, but they're not retiring at 5 o'clock. And they're going out, they have no problem when they have a chasana to go out at night, they have no problem when they have to go buy something in the store to go out at night, they have no problem, and they have cars and there's lights and everything else, they jump out for who knows how many times they go out at night. That's, So do we say the same thing? Terech lekavtz mishenis or lemaisa for tefillah they're not going to come. So that's will be meikel. The shail is it seems to be more common practice now to daven. They have mincha ma'ariv minyanim. Some places even here have it. I know there's a shul across the street from me that they have mincha ma'ariv minyan. Aleinu shabeach v'nachnu v'nemar v'yishol melech gal aretz v'yishol chodesh mo'yichod baruch hu Hashem v'vorech. Mamish, if you wouldn't notice, there is no kaddish afterwards. You have to say something right before baruch hu, but. If you weren't paying attention, you wouldn't realize that it's not Hemshech HaVincha. It's Mamish. By Shkia, they daven 15 minutes before Shkia, they get up to Shkia. By Shkia, bank. They daven Marv. Similarly, they have Minyanim that are Plag. Plag Minyanim. That means you always daven Mincha right before Plag, and daven Marv after Plag. Entire year. So now, L'chura, certainly, if a person is always Naig like Rabbi Yehuda, somebody told me here that that's how they're Naig. They always daven like Rabbi Yehuda. They always daven Mincha before Plag and Mincha. You could daven like that. That's who you chose. Terrific. It's even L'chatchila. Daven up to Plag, and then from Plag you daven Marv. Not a problem. Question is, if you don't always do that, can you do it on a given night? So if it's not, a tarti disaster, we said you shouldn't do it on the same day. However, Be'etzem, if it's Plag splits it, then you're okay. Because Lamaisa, you're being Semichon Rebbe Yehuda, and you're saying that Mincha was before Plag, and Marv was after Plag. You're okay. However, what happens with Shkia? You daven Mincha right before Shkia, and by Shkia you want to daven Marv. What's that? Shki is a zman that splits? We didn't find anywhere that really Shki is a zman that splits. Shki is a zman that maybe you're allowed to daven mincha up till Shki. We didn't find that Marv starts from Shki Sacham. Marv starts, Mishnah Berurah says, from Tzeis Gechav. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Marv starts from Plaga Mincha. There is no Bein Hashmashes there. But according to the Chachamim, that you're allowed to daven up until Shki Sacham, Marv only starts from Tzeis Gechav, not from Shki. So can you daven right away afterwards? Some shuls, they talk away 10 minutes. They wait 10 minutes, that way you get up to Shema 13 minutes afterwards, seder. But if you daven right away, are you allowed to do that? So the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah already said that on Erev Shabbos, the daven Minash Moshe is already better, because it's not a zman that you daven Mincha. It's not daytime, and therefore it's better. Even though you can't do a tarti disaster, you said, you still let a daven Mincha before Minash Moshe, and Marab Minash Moshe. You're talking about Erev Shabbos. But L'chor, it's as far also during the week, because Lamais is not a zman for Mincha. It is a shtickle tarti disaster, but it's not a zman for mincha, and therefore it's not so bad. And not only that, it comes out, like we said beforehand, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Plaga Mincha is almost exactly by Shkiyam. If you count it at 75 minutes. 3 minutes before Shkiyam, if you daven Mincha right before Shkiyam, daven Marav afterwards, it's really Mincha before Rabbeinu Tam's Plag, and Marav after his Plag. There is a little bit of a leeway to daven like that. Now the minyanim that they do, they have 7:30 in the mountains, whatever it is, 7 o'clock, no matter what it is. Sometimes Mincha Marav are after Plag, sometimes Mincha Marav are before Plag. Some Mincha is before and Marav is after. If Mincha and Marav are before Plag, you can daven Mincha, you can't daven Marav. If Mincha is before Plag, Marav is after Plag, terrific. If Mincha Marav are after Plag, then you should daven Mincha earlier, and you should not daven Mincha Marav at Tartu Sastri in the same time. Certainly not Erev Shabbos, if it's not Erev Shabbos, and even Erev Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah says, one should not do that.
You should not be.
Yes, one of the two.
If you
pitch
like their bundle, how much of a do you need to go to Yehuda?
Is what? If?
How much of a do you need to go to
Yehuda? That's a personal question. No, it's only Shatzat Chak. What's considered Shatzat Chak? Every person has their own Shatzat Chak. What's considered Shatzat Chak? Sometimes if his kids don't go to sleep on time, so then that's a real Shatzat Chak. Some it doesn't make a difference. Some, you know, all of them, you're leaving somewhere, you're going somewhere. I wouldn't say that it's the Shatzat Chak of davening after Mincha Gedela, that's Lechatchila, any Siba that you have. There should be a Tzarech. There's a Tzarech, then you could do it. Just to end off, I'm going to get to Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha, is there any Zman, if you go like the Chacham, if you pass like the Chacham, which most of Klal Yisrael I think is knowing, like the Chacham, to daven Mincha, even after Plaga Mincha. That means Lechatchila, we pass like the Chacham. That means that Lechur Plaga Mincha is not a Zman at all. So, is Plaga Mincha a halachic Zman according to the Chacham? Is really the question. Is Plaga Mincha have any bearing whatsoever according to the Chacham? There is a whole sefer I just saw last night, it's called Plaga Mincha, where he discusses a little bit of this issue. He says, the Lamaisa, Rev of Klal Yisrael, is Tameh on Plaga Mincha for four different things. First of all, Bimakabal Shabbos, the Sefer Shabbos, we dive from Plaga Mincha. I think Ne'ilah is Plaga Mincha, we daven from Plaga Mincha, but I don't think that's loved up. Mishnah Berurah says from Plaga Mincha. Hadlokas Neiros Shabbos, Lokas Neiros Chanukah. We all do from Plaga Mincha. Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah on Erev Shabbos. We all do from Plaga Mincha. The question is, what shaykh does Plaga Mincha have? We're going to get to that. And the truth is that, really, the question is, this is more a Shabbos in Inbo, just Maskrit. Mishnah Berurah says that it's not so pasha to make Kiddush early on Erev Shabbos. If you can make Kiddush from Plaga Mincha, maybe that's only according to Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. But according to the Chachamim, then you can't do from Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is not really considered as man to be Mekadosh. He says in the first Bir Halacha, in Reisha Ayin Aleph, where he talks about it, he says you could still do it Samach to Shabbos according to the Chachamim. But it has to be closer to Shkiyas Chama. Can't be so far away like Plaga Mincha, beginning of Plaga Mincha. He says. Mashmoy says, because according to the Chachamim, Mincha Nami, there is Plaga Mincha doesn't really have a bearing. However, Lamaisa, the Minig Olam is to be Makov and again to Plaga Mincha, maybe like Alfi the Pnei Yeshua that we said beforehand, that on Erev Shabbos is already Lechatchila, that's a Zman for Mariv, because they wouldn't do the Evorna Pdorm, so Erev Shabbos is already considered, especially for Makabal Shabbos, considered the next day. And Puk Chazim Amadabar, the Minig certainly in Chutz La'aretz is to be Makov from Plaga Mincha to make Bimakadish and to Dava Mariv, certainly on Erev Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, they're more Makbid for various different reasons. The Ovid Kemar, Ovid, the Ovid Kemar.